in my tour, before my tour was up, I had radars, and they were oil data pots, and that was quite an advancement in those days.
And it was, of course, primitive, throw out a bunch of RF and get a return type radar. There was no transponder usage or anything like that. So you were constantly looking at what really was in the air.
Yes. My radars, even in Germany, I had two batteries always on alert. And we were tracking these things. I had an acquisition radar, and then I had two target track radars. There was a pencil beam, which would lock on the aircraft and lock on the missile. One on the aircraft and one on the missile.
Mm-hmm.
And the computer would bring them together. Now, when you fire Nikes, the missiles we had, we'd lock on the target, and then the one that's the missile, when it's fired, goes straight up in the air and then dives on the target. And it does not fire slant range. This was the Nike system that we had, which was the best that we had at the time.